Baltimore is about to deal with another controversial tax financing package for redeveloping part of the city. This time it's for Kevin Plank's Sagamore Development, which is proposing a $535 million deal to redevelop Port Covington in South Baltimore. The official term for that is TIF, or Tax Increment Financing. But does anyone know what that really means? TIF? WIPR's Kenneth Burns went looking for the answer.
Most people on the streets of Baltimore have heard something about the proposed Port Covington project. Richard Winder of East Baltimore heard about the project while watching television.
They advertise how they want to build more jobs, help the community out, and, just get Baltimore back on the right track.
Joanne Edgehill says she heard the project is about revitalization.
They're trying to get some stores and stuff and to kind of build up that around there.
But neither Winder nor Edgehill knew or heard about how project developer Sagamore intends on paying for part of the project.
Have you heard of the term TIF before?
No.
So you don't know what a TIF is?
No, I don't.
Do you know what a TIF is?
No, I don't. What is a TIF?
Let's bring in someone who can answer that question.
My name is John Rennie Short, and I'm a professor in the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
So, what is a TIF?
TIF stands for Tax Increment Financing. A bit of a mouthful, but basically it means you're borrowing money on the basis of future or at least hoped for revenue. Revenue in the forms of increased sales tax and increased real property tax.
In this case, Sagamore is asking the city to float $535 million worth of bonds to pay for roads, sewers, parks, and such in the mixed-use development on 260 acres at Port Covington. In addition to housing, office, and retail space, the project would include a new headquarters for Under Armour, Plank Sportswear Company. Sagamore would use property taxes generated by the project to repay the bonds. Sounds simple. But Short says it could get pretty complicated.
The basic notion is that local government, city governments, will borrow money on the basis of future revenue, increased revenue. However, that means the loans are still outstanding, so you still have to pay them off.
Generally, that means the city is still on the hook to repay the bonds if the tax revenues fall short of estimates. Still, TIF arrangements can be opaque, and that prompts criticism from both conservative and liberal economists.
The right wing says it's a distortion of markets, and the left wing says it's subject to kind of cronyism, and it's a kowtowing to major developers who basically have the, say, take the deal or drop dead.
Short says cities like Baltimore that are trying to revive their economies are regularly on the receiving ends of such ultimatums.
Major developers say, well, we are going to promise you however many thousand jobs, increase revenue, and if you don't help us get this, we're going to go somewhere else.
He says you ultimately have to dig into the details of a TIF deal, which can include tax breaks for the developer, affordable housing requirements, or local hiring mandates. City Councilman Carl Stokes chairs the committee that oversees proposed TIFs. He has scheduled a hearing for May 19th to educate the public about them.
Much of the city, media, everyday people really don't know the meaning of what TIFs are, or where they come from, or their origin.
Before that hearing takes place, the City Board of Finance is expected to put the finishing touches on the proposed Port Covington TIF next week before sending it to the City Council. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1. WYPR.